Neil Fried, an economist with the State Department of Labor, says up to now, Anchorage has avoided the full impact of the recession and its job losses. So far, in 2009, the national job loss average is over 5%. Anchorage is faring better.
In Anchorage, from an employment standpoint, will be down by about 1%. And in job numbers, that is somewhere between 1,200 and 1,500 jobs.
Fried adds that the final 2009 tally won't be known for a couple more months when November and December figures are in and adjustments made, most likely showing additional job loss. As for next year,
I think most people looking at 2010, most of us think that it's going to not be that different than 2009 was.
Bill Popp, president and executive director of the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation, is by nature an optimist. That's a desirable quality for the president of an organization promoting local development on a national scale. Still, as Popp looks toward 2010, his assessment is similar to Fried's.
Our expectation is that the numbers are going to be weak, not in free fall, but weak up through the first and perhaps into the second quarter. We're going to see it start to level off in the third quarter, and then we've still got some more work to do on this. But at this point, our view is that the fourth quarter next year, we should start to see some return to growth in overall jobs.
How much growth, Popp says, depends on the pace and robustness of the national and global recession recovery. One benefactor of an improving world economy would be Anchorage's Ted Stevens International Airport, particularly those businesses dealing with international cargo flights. Another economic boost for Anchorage and Alaska could come from American Recovery and Reinvestment Act money.
We haven't seen the full impact of stimulus dollars in the state yet. It's taken a while for it to cycle through the system. My expectation is that in 2010, we'll see a broader impact from stimulus dollars being spent in the state affecting Anchorage.
Much of the Anchorage economy, like Alaska, runs on oil. Popp says some ominous signs have appeared in that area.
Even in the face of some great investments and projects ongoing, we're not seeing a lot of broader investment, in particular on areas like infield development in Prudhoe Bay and some of the existing fields that would generate a lot of work in those fields. That, to me, says that we're probably going to see some possibly significant declines in the oil patch.
As for Anchorage's visitor industry,
tourism is going to have one really tough year in 2010 and potentially an even worse year in 2011 based on the decline in cruise ship passenger numbers coming across the Gulf up to the rail belt. We're expecting about 140, perhaps as many as 160,000 fewer passengers coming into the South Central region next year in 2010.
AEDC is still gathering material for the organization's final 2010 predictions, which Popp will present at the annual job forecast luncheon on January 27th. He will also show the results from this year's annual Business Confidence Index survey. Those reports will be followed by the keynote speaker, Stephen Dubner, co-author of Freakonomics and the recently released Super Freakonomics. Both books were on the New York Times bestseller list. More information on the luncheon and AEDC reports is available on the corporation's website. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.